And whoever's person lost in the battle, their champion, they would practically lose everything. See, this story is actually reminding us of what really matters in our faith. What matters? Well, let's talk about what doesn't matter first. What doesn't matter is kind of a gut feeling confidence or a feeling inside our bellies. That's not what really matters when it comes to faith. Don't you think the Philistines were feeling really good heading into that battle with Goliath on their side? He was a proven warrior. He had battled it with many people in the past. He was undefeated, so to speak. They were already counting the spoils of war even before David faced Goliath. And the Israelites, they definitely had a bad feeling about things. Nobody had stepped up for 40 days. And then finally, when someone decides to step up for them to represent them, a shepherd boy comes out. Faith, this is teaching us, is not about a gut feeling or having just kind of confidence to get through life. There's something deeper that faith is about. My friends, faith is also not about having the right equipment either. Don't you think the Philistines were feeling good about the equipment that Goliath had? Actually, nowhere in the Bible, if you study this, nowhere in the Bible, or even ancient sources outside of the Bible, nowhere is there a description so amazing of a person than Goliath. His armor weighed, we think, somewhere around 120 pounds. His shield weighed about 60 pounds, not to mention his helmet, his armor, his shield, his sword. It was immense. See, Goliath had the equipment. David, he didn't have much, just a slingshot. See, faith is not about having the right equipment. Faith is not about having a building. It's not about having all sorts of equipment that could build our confidence. There's something bigger that faith is about. Faith is also not about having more information. Faith isn't about having a good sight. It's not about sight. The Philistines looking out, boy, they thought Goliath looked immense. We think he was about 8 feet tall, maybe 8.5 feet tall. David, again, was just a shepherd boy. Faith isn't about having sight. So what is faith about? Faith is essentially about this: backing the right person. That's it. In this battle between David and Goliath, all that mattered was that you were backing the right person. If you were backing David, you won. If you got David, you get everything. My friends, in your life, have you ever placed your faith in someone in which things didn't look good, you weren't feeling very confident, and the equipment looked sketchy? Have you ever placed your faith in someone in a moment like that? I did last February. Last February, the Luckies went up to Portland to watch the Portland Blazers play the Milwaukee Bucks. They were playing on a Saturday night, and we got a hotel on a Friday night in downtown Portland. And whenever we get a hotel, it's really important that we find a pool so the kids can play and have fun in that pool. And so there we were that Friday night in the pool, and one of the children, and I got their permission to share this story, one of the children slipped and cut open their chin. Downtown Portland, 9 p.m. at night. Claire. Blood flowing all over the place. We needed to do something. There were no urgent care places that were open on a Friday night. So Claire and I jumped into the car and found the closest hospital a couple miles away on a Friday night. Now, let me tell you, things did not look good in that moment. The hospital looked, let's just say, dirty. The police were escorting people into the waiting room and escorting people out. it got so bad that I told the person at the front that I'm just going to take my daughter. We're going to wait out in my car. That's how bad things looked.